From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to end the process of separating migrant families who illegally cross the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Meeting with congressional Republicans at the White House, the president said he'd sign something to end the separations, later clarifying it would be an executive order.
We want to keep families together. It's very important.
The action's a big shift since the administration's been wrongly insisting it had no choice but to separate families due to the law and a court decision, saying Congress had to act to end the practice. Hours earlier, he had blamed Democrats for standing in the way. They, meantime, had been saying the president could reverse the practice by himself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In response to newly imposed tariffs by the U.S., the European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday. The EU has compiled a list of U.S. products for which it will begin charging import duties of 25%, a move that could escalate into a full-blown trade war, especially if U.S. President Donald Trump follows through with this threat to impose tariffs on European cars. President Trump added the 25% tariffs on 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum on the EU, Canada, and Mexico, and it went into effect at the beginning of June. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defends the move, saying the tariffs are helping to revive the steel and aluminum industries.
Idled steel and aluminum capacity is being restarted as we sit here in Illinois, Ohio, South Carolina, Missouri, and Kentucky.
Canada said it will impose retaliatory tariffs on $12.5 billion worth of U.S. products on July 1st. This is VOA News. An early morning Taliban attack in western Afghanistan Wednesday resulted in the deaths of 30 members of government forces. It is said to be the deadliest insurgent raid since a nationwide temporary ceasefire during the Muslim festival. The Taliban ended its three-day ceasefire Sunday, while the government extended a unilateral week-long ceasefire initially due to end on Wednesday by 10 days. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani hoped his initiative to suspend anti-Taliban security operations would encourage the insurgents to extend their ceasefire to pave the way for direct peace talks. The United States also paused its operations against the Taliban to honor Ghani's ceasefire, but the Taliban refused to extend its ceasefire and has resumed battlefield attacks since Monday morning. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping came to an understanding on the results of the summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore that included the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Reuters' Ed Giles has Seoul's reaction.
South Korea said there'd be no relief on sanctions for Pyongyang until they're happy the North has completed denuclearization. The country's foreign minister also said that the cancellation of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises could be reversed if the North stopped playing ball.
They could quickly come back should we see the dialogue momentum losing speed or North Korea not living up to its denuclearization commitment.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Arab coalition forces have seized Yemen's Hodeidah airport from Iran-aligned Houthis, which is a big step toward recapturing the port city following a week of fighting that spilled into residential neighborhoods. The airport seizure Wednesday was announced by a coalition commander in a video posted by the United Arab Emirates official WAM news agency. That effort by the Arab alliance to take the city has fueled fears of a humanitarian crisis, as it is at the Houthis' primary entry point for imports and the lifeline for millions of Yemeni citizens. The Saudi-led coalition intervened in the Yemeni civil war in 2015 to help the Yemeni government suppress Houthi control of the country's large population centers and to reinstall its internationally recognized government. Eritrea's president says he will send a delegation to Ethiopia to discuss the prime minister's pledge to implement the terms of a peace deal that was negotiated in 2000. Agreeing to that deal means that ceding occupied land back to Eritrea and honoring a 2002 international court ruling that gave Eritrea control of a disputed town that is still under negotiation. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.